Okay, just before we begin, we're ready. Baruch Hashem and Kislev. By the nature of the perek, we're only derech on the fifth daf of Gemara. But you know, I think we Baruch Hashem try to understand what's going on. That's a task in Cheskas Habatim. But at some point we'll need a time for Chazara. So I just want to give you enough of a heads up that like Emir Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Shvat comes out this year on a Shabbos, Parshas Va'era. So if the day afterwards, on Yom Rishon, after Parshas Va'era, Bet Shvat in the secular calendar, it's the 17th of January, if we can have a written Chazara at that time, and you'll tell me how much time you need before that to that there won't be shiur, so you'll have time to review whether a week will be enough. I'm assuming a week will be enough. If you need more time, you'll let me know. Okay, but we have time to talk about it. I mean, really, it would make sense to sort of get to Daf Mem Beis, but I have no idea when we're going to get to Daf Mem Beis. Okay, so we'll take it sugi by sugi. Okay. We had one issue of old business, and then we'll continue over here within the Ma'alin v'Kahuna. The old business is in terms of the Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Hareyu Kishnayim. We saw the option brought down by the Maharik in Hilchos Shchita, but that could be over here the Shita of Rav Shimon. Could be over here the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that any time b'chol haTorah kula that we have a concept of eid echad neman b'yisurim, that whichever eid, and we have a hakchasha chad against chad, whoever comes first has a status of two, and then the one who comes second is jani kam leitli, it's two against one, and the one who comes first wins. That if the shochet says I shechted properly, and then an eid says no, you didn't shech properly, the shochet is kol makom shemina Torah eid echad hareyu kishnayim, and he's going to win. And hu hadin over here, if we have one aid who is machshir this kohen, and then we have another aid who is posel the kohen, whichever one comes first is going to be believed like two, and on that, Rav Elazar disagrees. Why does Rav Elazar disagree? Either there's a principle kol makom shemina Torah. However, we pointed out that the sheet of the Ritva in the name of the Ri, which is found in Mukhei Yosef in Yevamos, and the Rambam Lechora also holds of that shita, where that the Rambam brings down this din only in three places, only in Hilchos Edus Isha, in the end of Hilchos Gerushin. Only by Sota, and only by Egla Arufa. Those are the only three places, those three Gemaras, that's the only place Rambam says, Kol Makom Shemina Torah. Namely, that when you have a regular din of Eid Echad, Neman, Bisurim, Mainach Gemina, one Eid, Mainach Gemina, Hakchasha, this one is no better than that one. My Chos is the Samtes Ahai, Samtes Ahai. However, when the Torah basically requires two Eidim, Eidus Isha to say Beis Ba'ala requires basically two Eidim, Davar Shebe'erva. Sota requires two Eidim, Davar Shebe'erva. Egla Arufa requires two Eidim. We're dealing over here with murder, Nefashas. In other words, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davar. And the Torah has a Gzeras Akasuv that one Eid is sufficient. Then, Kol Makom Shehemina Torah Eid Echad, where you need two, then Hareyu Kishnayim. He's like two, and anyone who disagrees with him like one, and two against one, then we win. Since over here, Kahuna is not one of those areas where we find that the Torah believed one like two. So this is not an exception to the rule. So over here, one against one would be a classic hakrosha. Okay, that's what we have. That's what we have over here in the possibility in the machlokas. So I pointed out that if we're going to be using the Ritva, the Kol Makom Shehemina Torah Eid Echad, Kol Makom Shehemina Torah Eid Echad means that in this realm, an Eid Echad is believed like two. So again, whoever comes first is going to be Ne'eman. If the first one who comes would tell us that this woman's husband didn't die, then he'll be Ne'eman. If someone comes and said this woman's husband died, he'll be Ne'eman. Namely, in this realm, they believed in Eid Echad, and whoever comes first is going to be Ne'eman. That's the classic understanding of the Ritva. However, Reb Chaim has a different understanding of the Ritva. What pushed Reb Chaim was the fact that that it appears from the Rambam that even if these two Eidim were to come bevasachas, b'chol zot, we would believe the Eid who says, Ra'isi ploni shaharagas hanefesh, or Ra'isi osa shenitma, or Ra'isi shemes bala, even if the two of them come at the same time. Not necessarily that one comes before the other. So Reb Chaim has a different understanding of komokom shemina Torah Eid Echad harehu kishnayim. An Eid Echad is never going to be like two. An Eid Echad is one. However, in the world, let's say, of Eidus Isha, if one Eid were to come and say, this woman's husband is alive, that's meaningless. It has no meaning. In the world of Erva, that has no meaning. If one Eid comes and says that the husband died, that is believed, not as two Eidim, as one Eid. He's believed as one Eid, namely as opposed to the conventional wisdom that understands Komokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Hareyu Kishnayim means that this one is like two. Reb Chaim says, no. The one is like one. And if the one says the opposite, then he's like zero. Namely, it's not two against one, it's one against zero. If you have two Eidim come, one says that this woman's husband is alive, and the other one says this woman's husband is not alive. According to the Ritva, the one who says the woman's husband is not alive, he's like two Eidim. The one who says that he is alive, he's like one Eid. It's one against two. And who are in the other direction? If according to the Ritva, if someone comes and says the woman's husband is alive, and then someone else comes and says the woman's husband is dead, the first one says he's alive is like two. The other one's like one. It's always one against two. Two against one. The first one is like two. Second one is like one. According to B'chaim, no. That's not the way it goes. The one is one, and the opposite is a zero. Namely, that whoever, the Torah was only ma'amin, one aid, in a certain direction. The Torah was ma'amin one aid to say meis ba'ala. The Torah was never ma'amin one aid to say lo meis ba'ala. It's davar she'be'erva, ein davar she'repachas mishnayim. The Torah was ma'amin one aid to say nitma'a. The Torah was never ma'amin one aid to say lo nitma'a. The Torah was ma'amin one aid to say ra'isi et ahoreg. The Torah was never ma'amin one aid to say lo ra'isa et ahoreg. In other words, over here, the Torah was only ma'amin in one direction. So it's not two against one, and then the question is who comes first. It's one against zero, and it's irrelevant who comes first, because the Torah was only ma'amin in one direction. So whoever is going the opposite direction is a zero. Whoever is ma'amin whoever says in the direction that the Torah believed, he's the one. It's one against zero, it's not two against one. The phrase itself, Kol Mokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Hareyu Kishnayim, means that he's not going to be mukhash by one. That's not going to be one against one. He's only going to be mukhash by two. That if we have one person who says, Ra'isi Misha Harag, and two Eidim will come and say, Lo Ra'isa Misha Harag, that's a hakrasha. Kol Mokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Hareyu Kishnayim. That's a hakrasha. One against two would be the hakrasha. But one against one is not a hakasha, because it's really one against zero. That's the Reb Chaim in terms of the understanding of Kol Mokom Shemina Torah. So over here, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, if we were to have one against one, then we would say it's really one against zero. And Rav Elazar disagrees. Ma pitom, it's one against one. Okay. So that's in the Chibur in Hilchos Rotzeach Perak Tes Halacha Yudalid. Nachkimina again between Reb Chaim and the classic understanding of the Ritva is what happens if the two Eidim come bevasachas. According to the Ritva, there's no din of Kol Mokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad. According to Reb Chaim, who had din in that situation? It's one against zero. So, okay, let's continue in the Gemara. How can we possibly have a hava mina that the machlokis is chad against chad, that the ear air, that the posel was a chad, ha'amar Rav Yochanan and divrei hakol ein iror pachos mishnayim, ella, we're dealing with a classic iror of trei. Ha'chamayaskinan, we have over here a whole chain of events. Machzikinan le ba'avua dahai de kohenhu. And then nofak alei kola de ben grusha ben chalutzahu va'achtinei. Va'asa eid echad va'amar de kohenhu va'askinei. Va'asu beitrei va'amri de ben grusha ben chalutzahu va'achtinei. And now, after that whole chain of events, asa eid echad va'amar kohenhu. And the question is, do we say askinei? Do we put him back on his case hakahuna? What's the issue? Zilusa de bedina. So we have a number of questions over here simply in terms of pshat in the Gemara that the Rashbam and Tosfos by us deal with, and Rashi and Tosfos in Ksuvos deal with, and the Rashba and the Ritva deal with from their perspective as well. To understand the first part of the Gemara, we have a sequence that we have a Cheskas Kahuna of the father, then we have a kol, which is posel, the son, and then we have an eid echad, who is machshir, the son. Okay, let's start at this point, before continuing on in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that this kol is going to put this son in some way, he's not going to be able, once this call comes about, we're not going to allow him to duchen, we're not going to allow him to eat truma, we're not going to view him with all the dinim of kahuna. When the eid echad comes, then we remove all those restrictions, we allow him to be back at the state of kahuna. What exactly is going on over here? And this Gemara does not link in at all with an issue of Zilusa de Bedina. At this point, there's no Zilusa de Bedina. Only two stages later, after we two Edom come, and our posel, and another Ed comes, and he's Machshir, then we get into the issue of Zilusa de Bedina. Up to here, there's no din of Zilusa de Bedina. But what exactly is the relationship between the Chazaka, the Kol, and the Ed Echad? Let's just start off. Were an Eid Echad to come against the Chazaka, not a Kol. An Eid Echad were to come and say, this fellow is a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. What's the Halacha? We have a Chazaka, the father is a Kohen. An Eid Echad comes and said, the son is a Ben Grusha, a Ben Chalutza. What's the Halacha? Excuse me?
Chazaka.
Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei HaKol, everyone agrees, Ein Ir or Pachos Mishnayim. One aid is not enough to serve as an iror. One aid is not enough to take this son out of the father's cheskas kahuna. That's the Gemara says black on white. So an aid would not be enough. But the kol somehow does that. Namely, it appears over here that the kol is stronger than the aid. On one hand, the kol takes him down. On the other hand, the aid is stronger than the kol and puts him back in. So what's going on? It appears to be a vicious cycle. It appears to be we have over here a stira minei ubei. Had we had an aid against the chazaka, the aid is nothing. The kol against the chazaka, we take the kid down. The aid against the kol, we put him back up. But the aid wouldn't have worked against the chazaka, so how does the aid work against the kol? That's just pshat in the Gemara. How do we understand over here what's going on in the Gemara? This was bothered all the Rishonim. Everyone was bothered by this. They don't say it black on white, but clearly they were bothered by it, and everyone deals with it in his own way. But in order to be able to deal with it, first we have to define terminology. Chazaka we know, right? Chazaka, that is the status quo of the father. That's the chazaka. Aid, one person comes and says, what in the world is a kol? What is a kol? I don't know how Schottenstein translates kol. Art scroll, translates. How did he translate kol? I don't know. Let's assume he would translate it as rumor. What's a rumor? What creates a rumor? How is a rumor created? Are there halachos of how to build a kol? No, what do you say? Where is the sugi of kol? Okay, so the sugi of kol was in Gittin. We have a whole sugi of kol in Gittin. The Tosus over here brings in the Tosus of Masal of Asa, Darminan Perakam Megaresh and Mevatlin Kola. Over there, there's a whole sugya Pechesam and Beis Pechesam and Al. A whole blot dealing with kol. Okay, now what's a kol?
We assume it started with Aiden somewhere. So it's like an
honor to
hide some of
the Aiden. Okay, so a kol, in other words, what you're pointing out is that a kol requires two Aiden. So what's the difference then between two Aiden and a kol?
We don't know. They're not in front of us. They're not being made right now. We just assume they at some point were. We know they were at some point were. We don't see them.
The Rambam learns a little differently. If we open up the Rambam to Hilchos Ishus in Perek Tes, that's where he summarizes the sugi over there in Gitin and Daf Peches. In Shulchan Aruch it's Ebenu Ezer Siman Memvav. I think the name of the Siman is Isha Sheyesh Lakol Shehi Grusha Mashu Kenze. I'm reading the Rambam Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes Al Hakaf Beis. Again, I got here via the sugya in Gittin on Daf Pei Zayin and Pei Ches and Pei Tes. Ha Isha Shiyotza Lehakol Shehi Mekudeshet Leploni. Harehi Becheskas Mekudeshes Afal Pi She'en Sham Ra'aya Brura. Shekol V'kol Kol Shehuch Sorry V'kol Kol Shelo Huchzak BeBezdin Ein Choshishin Lo. And the Rambam is giving over here a rule that a kol is not something that you find in the New York Post. The kol is something that goes through Beis Din. What is this kol which goes through Beis Din? It has to be huchzak Beis Din. Beis Din has to give a stamp of approval. This is a kol. What kind of kol did Beis Din give a stamp of approval to? V'ketzad hi akol shetuchzak bo, shehi mekudeshet, kagon, shebo'u shnayim, v'he'idu, shero'u neiros dolkos, mitos mutzaos, b'nei adam nichnasim v'yotzim, Noshim smechosla v'omros niskadsha plonis hayom. That when you have Edim who see the aftermath, what appears to be the aftermath of a wedding, where you know everyone's coming out looking like they're coming out from a wedding, and they're talking as though they were at a wedding. Shamu osan omros plonis tiskadesh hayom en choshishinla. Shem nizdamnu lekadesh v'lo niskadsha ad sheyishmu sheniskadsha. It can't be that they're going to a wedding. Because who knows what's going to be? Maybe the Seder Kedushin won't show up. Maybe the bride won't show up. Maybe the groom won't show up. You never have a call based on what will be. But if you have a call based on the aftermath, the chen im ba'u shnayim v'amru de ra'inu k'mo simchas erusin v'shamanu kol havara v'shamanu miploni sheshama miploni sheniskad shaplonis b'fnei ploni uploni v'holchu lehem ha'edim medina sayam omesu hareze kol shamachzik ba mikudeshet. Namely, a kol means we have over here three factors. A, we have a factor of two Edim. We're not going to have a kol unless we have two Edim. B, Beis Din is going to give their stamp of approval to these two Edim. C, the tochen of this Edus is not a vados. The tochen of this Edus is what we would call, the tochen of this Edus in a broader term. You use the phrase anan sa'adeh. It doesn't go as far as anan sa'adeh.
Speculation.
Speculation, but it's more than just speculation. It's not.
Okay.
Sort of. We call it raglayim ladavar. We have raglayim ladavar. We have edim that are made that there's raglayim ladavar that this woman is mekudeshet. Edim will come and tell us that they were at a Hadassah convention and all the women were saying there that this woman is a married woman. 100 women say she's a married woman. They're all psulos la'edus. But if 100 women say it, and 2 Edim say it, we heard these 100 women say it, that's a raglayim ladavar. Beis Din isn't going to accept 100 women. They're not Edim. But if 2 Edim come and say, we heard these 100 women, or we heard Edim Pied, or we saw the aftermath of the wedding, v'chule, these are examples of a kol. Okay? So on one hand, we have quantitatively 2 Edim, right? As opposed to Edech, or there's only one. On the other hand, the kol by its nature is fuzzy. It's only a raglayim ladavar. It's no more than a raglayim ladavar. So now let's go back to the Gemara. We have a chazaka. The kol, these two fuzzy edim, or these two edim who say fuzzy edus, that removes the chazaka. The Eid Echad brings the Kohen back to where he was. What over here is the mechanism which we're working over here. What is the power of a kol, and why? What gives the Eid Echad the power to override the kol, and why don't we have over here an issue of Zilusa de Bedina? So let's start with what we have by us in terms of the Rashbam. The Rashbam, in the middle of the Dibra Maskul de Chashinon leZilusa de Bedina, goes back to relate to our case and points out that the Mai Vahai de Askinhu, you have it, it's in the fifth wide line of Rashi, of the Rashbam. Fifth wide line of the Rashbam, third word from the end of the line. V'hai da'askuhu me'ikara al pi eid echad haba lahashvis hakol lav zilusa de bedinahu demai da'achtinei bishvil hakol bishvil kol ba'almahu ukedei l'chazer ulahaloso achar shiivdeku hadavar horadnuhu hilkach ki hadar maskilei leka zilusa avo kisha horadnuhu al pi eidim min hadin horadnuhu v'chi hadar maski ika zilusa. Again, the Rashbam says, "Demai da achtine bishil kol ba'almahu ukedei lachzor ulahaloso achar sheyivdeku hadavar horadnuhu." What over here is the Rashbam pointing out? What over here is the power of the kol? Yes.
Kol doesn't create uncertainty. It doesn't create a certainty that something is wrong.
And because of that uncertainty, we have a chazaka.
Okay, but the chazaka is pushed off until we can figure things out.
Okay, in the pithy language of Rashi, achtinei min hakuhuna ad sheyivdeku et hadavar. This is not a horada. This is not Bezdin saying that we are stripping you of your stripes. We're taking off your kahuna. That we are saying that you are no longer a kohen. This is what is Bezdin doing over here? This is a temporary suspension. A temporary suspension for what purpose? Investigation. A temporary, to check it out. Bezdin wants to check it out. We have a temporary suspension, no more than that. And therefore, there is no issue over here of Zilusa de Bedina, because there was never a horada. Had Bezdin paskined that this Kohen is possible, then to paskin that he's kosher, that's the problem with Zilusa de Bedina. Bezdin never paskin that he was pasul. They simply put him on leave of absence. Right? Well, they do when there's a suffix of various areas of law. You're on leave of absence. You're on paid leave. Don't come into the office for the meantime. You're not fired, but you can't work. You're just we're investigating. This is a temporary suspension in order to investigate. What does that mean about the nature of the status of kol? So here, the Rashbam doesn't give us any hint in our sugya. But the Rashi over there in Ksuvah says black and white, achtinei min hakohuna ad sheyivdeku es hadavar. This is the bottom Rashi on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph. Shema'ala hi l'kohuna. In our language, what does ma'ala hi l'kohuna mean? Yeah, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Namely, me'ikar hadin, this call is meaningless. Me'ikar hadin, this call is meaningless. We have a chazaka that this fellow is a Kohen. His father was a Kohen, so he's a Kohen. We have chazakos all around. However, ma'ala also be kahuna to accept the call to the degree of investigation. That's why it's, in other words, had it been something, had the call really been meaningful, then we would have paskin based on the call. But the fact that what we are doing is simply a bedika, that's the ma'ala asu v'kahuna. The moment that Rashi says it in that manner, that helps us to understand the paradox that we said, that Eid Echad is not mevatel l'chazaka, on one hand, but on the other hand, the kol appears to be mevatel l'chazaka. On the other hand, in other words, again, making the circle, we're saying the Eid Echad knocks off the kol. what over here exactly is the is going on within this circle? What's going on over here within this circle? A chazaka is real. Eid Echad is real. A kol is a phenomena. It's a ma'ala asu v'kohuna to take the kol into account. So the kol is only meant as a temporary suspension. The moment that an Eid Echad comes, the Eid Echad is real. The Eid Echad can destroy this phenomena called kol. The Eid Echad is not enough to be ma'arur or chazaka. Ein irur pachos mishnayim. But we're not dealing over here with something real. We're dealing over here with the chumrah. The Eid Echad is enough to remove the chumrah. So we have over here no inyan of zilusa de beidina, because Beis Din never paskined based on the kol. All they did was temporarily suspend, and comes along the Eid Echad and says that this kol is really meaningless. The Eid Echad is a vados. The kol is a the kol over here is a chumrah that based on something fuzzy, we're going to take a person and put him, you know, and investigate him. And that's all that we have over here, according to Rashi. Okay, so within Rashi and the Rashbam, we understand that we have over here a chazaka, the Kohen is basically fine. We have a kol that temporarily suspends the Kohen as a chumrah. The Eid Echad coming, that makes the kol dissipate. That shows that the kol was really nothing, because the Eid Echad says, vadai, that this Kohen is fine. The kol was that he was a begrusha ben chalutza. How did they know that? We heard a rumor. We saw, we thought we heard the aftermath of a wedding. We heard an AMPA. We heard women. We heard etc. etc. That's all a possibility. That will be machmir bintayim to put the Kohen on ice. We'll put him in temporary suspension. We'll give him a leave of absence. Comes on the Eid Echad and brings him back into the picture. Nothing to do with Zilusa. No Piskei Bezdin over here. Just an investigation. That's one direction to understand the Gemara. There is another direction that I really perhaps should have started off with, which is found in the Rashba. That the Rashba has a different girsa than our Gemara. What's the Rashba's girsa? Or what's missing in the Rashba's girsa? The word va'achtinei. That solves all the problems. Machzikinin be'bavua day de kohenu. Nofak alei kola de ben grusha ben chalutzahu. Namely, we never took him down. In other words, the kol simply brought about a situation. He's still working. He's still a kohen. There's no problem, but there's a kol. There's this cloud over his head. So when the Eid Echad comes, he takes the cloud off of the head. The Eid Echad never would have come into the picture had there not been a kol. The kol is simply part of the plot to get the Eid Echad into the picture. So later on, we're going to have two Eid and another Eid. But why did the first Eid come in the first place? It's time you have an aid coming to Bez and say someone is kosher. The aid is coming because this Kohen has a cloud over his head. Nothing was ever done to the Kohen. That's why there's no Zilusa de Bedina. Nothing was ever done to the Kohen. And nothing can be done because the kol is just a rumor. Even though there are two aidim, but there's no mamashes to it. It's only a rumor. So that's, you know, so we have over here then I should start with the Rashba. The Rashba says it was never an achtinei. We never took the Kohen out, but the cloud was enough as of an incentive for an aid to come to Beis Din to remove the cloud. That simply starts the ball rolling in terms of the continuity of the Gemara. Nothing more than that. However, if you have the Girsa of Achtinei according to Rashi, we learn the Achtinei not as a psak, but rather as a temporary suspension. The call brought about an investigation. That's a chumrah, right? Because there's no Eidus over here. And the Eid Echad solves our problem. The Eid Echad is a vados. It takes away the call. Who doesn't look like Rashi and the Rashba? Who has the girsa of Achtinei, but doesn't learn like Rashi? Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi in two perushim. He has two perushim, neither of them are like Rashi. Let's look at Tosfos a minute. Nafek leikol of Achtinei. First perush of Tosfos is, Lav dafka Achtinei, ela klomar memela yorad. Di dafka Achtinei amai askinei, ha isa zilusa de bedina. That's what we saw on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. That's what we see later on in the Sugya as well. But so there, in other words, over here, Tosa solves the problem, sort of a halfway house between the Rashba and Rashi. According to the Rashba, we have a cloud over the head of the Kohen, but the Kohen continues to do Avoda. According to Rashi, Beis Din tells the Kohen to go on a temporary leave of absence. Take a vacation, stay home. In other words, just don't come in, but the Beis Din is involved to a degree. According to Tosfos, what happens over here? The Kohen himself decides to take a leave of absence. Mele Yarad. Namely, this is not Beis Din getting involved. Once Beis Din is not getting involved, there's no issue of Zilusa de Bedina. On the other hand, we do have over here a level of Yerida, and this level of Yerida requires, you know, because Gemara says, Achtinei, that's our Girsa. Our Girsa is Achtinei, but it's not a real Achtinei. Right?
What's the reason that
Memela
takes
leave? Memela Yarad, it appears over here that this was the norm. We know that Torah Sheba'al Peh, we have Doraisus, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, we have Drabonans of Takonos and Zeros, and we have Minhag. This was a Nohag. The Nohag was that if you had a call against you, then you would take a step back voluntarily. And if you didn't, then people would tell you the Minhag is that you shouldn't be, you know, that's all. Memela Yara. Namely, no one's going to call him up for Shlishi. No Levi is going, and no one's going to call up for Kohen. No Levi is going to wash his hands. In Memela Yarad, you know, it's not over here, you know, a psak of Beis Din. It's Memela Yarad. When he'll ask his Rav, so his Rav will say, look, you know, I can't tell you you're not a Kohen, but if I were you, I wouldn't do it, right? If I were you, I wouldn't eat Truma. You know, you may be getting Misi B'dei Shamayim. In other words, if I were you. So Memela Yarad. But it's not a psak. Okay, so we have the Rashba, we have the first parish of Tosfos, we have Rashi, and then we have the second parish of Tosfos. What's the second parish of Tosfos? Inami, Horoda Gemura Ko'amar. This goes beyond Rashi. Rashi had a temporary suspension. This is a Horoda Gemura. This is a psak. Beis Din is posek that this Kohen is pasul. So why don't we have a problem of Zilusa de Bedina when they believe the Eid Echad against the Kol? V'lecha zilusa de bedina elahecha de horad nuhu ayedei edus avol behorada ayedei kol lecha zilusa. Okay, this is Omer Dorsheni. Namely, Rashi, the Rashbam and Rashi, we understand, I think, right? We understand that the temporary suspension, investigation, Eid Echad is the investigation. Wonderful. Tell us the spiritual chat, we understand. The Rashba, we understand. What over here is saying that we have a psak of Beis Din, but reinstating him based on Eid Echad is not Zilusa de Beinina, because only when the Psak came via two Eidim, and then two Eidim reinstated, that is a Zilusa de Beinina. When the Psak came via a Kol, and one Eid reinstates, that's not Zilusa de Beinina. Why? Yeah?
Maybe it's only in the Zalzo on the Beis Din where they get the same level, where they go back on the same level of the...
Excellent, but make it sharper. What happens under what we pointed out, according to the Ritva, we have one rule of Zilusa de Bedina, one basic rule, that we only say Zilusa de Bedina when Beis Din is doing something because of what? The other way. Only when Beis Din is in a state of suffix, and then in the state of suffix they change their psak, that's Zilusa de Bedina. Why should Beis Din change his psak if we don't have any real proof that the psak should be changed? Trei utrei, when we have two Eidim that say X, and therefore we took this person and took him off, and then two Eidim say Y, and we put him back in, why put him back in? It's trei utrei. It's two against two. Why put him back in? That's where we have an issue of Zilusa de Bedina. People will say, what kind of crazy Beis Din is this? What's going on over here with this Beis Din? They don't know what they're doing. There's no proof. It's trei utrei. They first say down this way, then say this way. Things aren't any better now. We don't have any proof one way or the other. Trei utrei, we have a suffix. That's Zilusa de Bedina. However, when we have kol and eid echad, what do we have? This is a vados. The eid echad is vados. We have an eid echad saying vadai. The kol creates a suffix. The eid echad says vadai. Namely, here we have a fascinating situation in terms of the relationship between kol and eid echad. On one hand, we said an eid echad can't knock off a chazaka, a kol can knock off a chazaka. According to Tosfos, a kol knocks off a chazaka with a psak, right? Horiduhu. The Beis Din is going to paskin based on the kol that this person cannot be a kohen. If an Eid Echad would have come and said Ben Grusha, Bezin would have not paskimed against the Chazaka. So on one hand, the Kol is stronger than a Chazaka. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, what do we have over here? On the other hand, what do we have over here? That when we have an Eid Echad against the Kol, the Eid Echad wins. So what's going on? Which is stronger, the Eid Echad or the Chazaka? No, what do you see within this Inami of Tosfos? That it depends. When each of them is being viewed independently against the Chazaka, which is stronger? The Kol. When we have an Emut, when we have a head-on collision between the Kol and the Eid Echad, who is stronger? The Eid Echad. Why should that be? I'm just sharpening the issue. Anyway, Tosfos is saying over here that there is Tzvei Dinim. If we want to understand the relationship between Kol and Eid Echad, it depends. If each of them is being viewed in a vacuum, then the Kol will knock off a Chazaka, but Eid Echad won't knock off a Chazaka. When they're being viewed as a conflict head against head, the Eid Echad is going to knock off the Kol. What over here are the two sides of a Kol and an Eid Echad? Yes? No. This is not Tosfos. We'll come back to that. That's not Tosfos over here.
On the one hand, Kol is 2 versus 81.
Excellent. From a quantitative plane, a Kol is 2. A Kol is 2 Eidim. 2 Eidim can be Ma'arer or Chazaka. Ein Irur pachos Mishnayim. A Kol is 2. A Kol is an Irur. It's according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Kol is Morid. Right? Inami horod the Gemura ka'amar. Based on the Kol, we are Morid. That a Kol can override a Chazaka, because a Kol is 2. Ma'ashen kein Eid Echad is 1. So from a quantitative perspective, the Kol is more meaningful than the Eid Echad. In terms of being Ma'arir, the Chazaka, Rabbi Yochanan said, depends upon quantity. Trei. Ein Irur Pachos Mishnayim. 2 can be Ma'arir, 1 cannot be Ma'arir. But when they hit one against the other, what other aspect do we have within the Kol? The Kol is?
Weak.
The Kol is? Fuzzy. The Kol is a Safek. The Eid Echad is a Vadai. A Vadai is going to knock off the Kol. Namely, the Eid Echad is a Vado'us against the Kol, which is a Raglayim Ladavar. A Vado'us will override a Raglayim Ladavar. So we have over here, paradoxically, the Kol will override the Chazaka because it's 2, as opposed to the Eid Echad is only 1. However, the Eid Echad will knock off the Kol because the Eid Echad is a Vado'us and the Kol is Raglayim Ladavar. Basically, the Eid Echad says, we're not saying that you didn't hear the rumor, but it was just a rumor. We're not saying that you weren't at something that appeared to be the end of a wedding. It did appear to be the end of the wedding, but it wasn't the end of the wedding. It was a graduation ceremony. It was Chag HaSmicha. It wasn't the end of the wedding. It looked like the end of the wedding, right? People are coming out, you know, tipsy, etc. It wasn't the end of the wedding. It was something else. It was X, it was Y, right? The rumor was a rumor. It was a game. It was a charade, so who knows? In other words, we're not saying that what you're saying is wrong. You never said black and white. You said you heard a rumor. We're telling you that the rumor is wrong. So when the rumor is wrong, the rumor is wrong. One vadai can knock off 2 rumors. One vadai can knock off 2 raglayim ladavar. 2 raglayim ladavar, on the other hand, already put an error in a chazaka. Mashenkin, 1 is not going to put an error in a chazaka. Okay, so we have over here that this is l'chora, the second parish of Tosfos. It's much more, it's conceptually very, very nice, but it's a little more complicated than Rashi, yes?
Okay,
so now, in other words, this is Tosfos' Inami. If we have an Inami in Tosfos, it's saying it's a Harad de Gemura, and because it's a Harad, but even though it's a Harad de Gemura, even though it's a Harad de Gemura, there's no Zilusa de Bedina. Mashma is the first Teretz of Tosfos, disagreed. It felt that the Eid Echad against the Kol would be an issue of Zilusa de Beidin. The Eid Echad against the Kol. The Eid Echad against the Kol would not turn that Kol into a nothing. The Eid Echad against the Kol would not turn it into nothing had we had over here a Psak. The Psak would have remained. This is the first Teretz of Tosfos L'chora is the continuity of the end of the previous Tosfos. The previous Tosfos said, "Upekai gav dem Rav Yochanan ein irur pachos mishnayim, va'af agav deid echad shehichshir v'hakol kolesnu dame, v'harei ha'eid garua min hakol, im lo hachazaka Hari hakol posel v'ha'ed eno posel. This end of the previous Tosos, the end of Tosos Ha'amar, that's what brings into v'nafak alekola v'achtinei lav dafka achtinei l'klamar memela yorad. Di dafka achtinei amayaskua ha'ikaz ilusa de bedina v'chulei. Namely, that we have over here a question of what is the relationship between an eid echad and a kol. According to Rashi, a kol is a chumrah, and eid echad knocks off the chumrah. According to the Rashba, kol is a cloud, the eid echad blows away the cloud. According to the Inami in Tosvos, a kol was enough to introduce a psul, kuhuna, but the eid echad turns that kol into nothing. The eid echad evaporates, vaporizes, thank you. The eid echad vaporizes the kol. The eid echad vaporizes the kol. Says it's that the raglayim ledavar didn't have anything to base it on. According to the first teretz in Tosfos, and according to the end of the previous Tosfos, an eid echad against the kol is what? Teiku. Eid echad against the kol, it's teiku. The kol on one hand has two, but it's fuzzy. The eid echad is clear, but it's only one. So each of them have a plus and a minus, a plus and a minus, and a plus and a minus. They don't get anywhere. Why does the Eid Echad bring this Kohen back into the picture according to this approach? Because he links in with the Chazaka. It's only the Eid Echad and the Chazaka. In other words, maybe put it another way, where do we? When does the Chazaka enter into the picture? When we have what situation? Safek. The Eid Echad and the Kol create a Safek, and then the Chazaka is Mevarer the Safek. So, L'chora, had we had an issue of had we not had a chazaka, the other way around. Had, because of this suffix, Bezdin Paskin, that this Kohen can't be a Kohen, and then they said, oh, in other words, but because of the chazaka, we're going to make him into a Kohen, that's Ilusa de Bedina. Here we have a situation of suffix. We point out we have a situation of suffix, that's Ilusa de Bedina. So the only way that this parish can understand is lav dafka achtinei el komer memela yarad di dafka achtinei amayaskinu ikaz ilusa de bedina. We have over here then in terms of the relationship between the kol and the eid echad. So according to the Rashba, the kol is a cloud and the eid echad knocks out the cloud. According to Rashi, the kol is creates a suspension. And the Eid Echad is Mevarer, the suspension. The Eid Echad is a Vadai, knocks off the cloud. The Eid Echad is a Vadai, knocks off the suspension. According to the second Perish of Tosfos, Tosfos Bet, the Inami of Tosfos, according to the Inami of Tosfos, the Kol creates a Psul. However, the Eid Echad knocks off the Psul via Vados. So there's no problem of Zilusa de Bedino because it's a Vados. According to the first parish of Tosos, Tosos Aleph, had Bezdin been morid this individual, and then via the Eid Echad they wanted to bring him back in, that would be via the process of, we have a kol, and we have an eid echad, and this is a suffix. Each of them have a plus, each of them have a minus, it's a suffix. If in this case, and how do we deal with the suffix? And this suffix is resolved via the chazaka, to the fact that we're dealing over here with the kohen kosher. Kohen becomes kosher, because we have a suffix, the kol and the eid echad cancel one another out. We have a suffix, and then the chazaka is that which is machshir. This is a process of zilusa de bedina. Here we have zilusa de bedina. We have a suffix, and even though we have a suffix, we're bringing the kohen back into the world. That would be zilusa de bedina. So the first parish of Tosfos has to say we never took the kohen off. Memela yorad. He went off on his own. Yes.
Why the suffix at the end? It's not clear why it's
Why is it advised that when the Erechad comes and joins the Chazakah?
The Erechad doesn't join the Chazakah, according to this. What the Chazakah is that which is Ego HaChazakah, which Hare ha'ed garua min ha'kol ego ha'chazaka. Hare ha'kol posel v'ha'ed eno posel. The ed echad on its own is not machshir. The ed echad is only an echad. The kol, on the other hand, is shnayim. The kol is fuzzy, the ed is vadeh. All of this, according to Tosas, does not create. The ed echad, according to Tosas, is garua min ha'kol. It's garua min ha'kol. So we have a suffix. When we have a suffix, so then we go after the chazaka. Not because we know necessarily that the chazaka is correct, but this is the way that we're mitnahig. This is the way that we behave. We're behaving according to the suffix. That, in other words, when we have, but basically we have a suffix, and when you have a suffix, you have to do something. So we're going to behave this way. If Bezdin had taken him off because of the kol and brought him back in because of the chazaka, even though basically the suffix is still on the table, that would be a problem of Zilus of the Bedina. That's why Tosis has to come on over here and say that he was Yorad Memela. Yorad Memela. That simply on his own was advised not to behave like a Kohen. Okay, according to the Rashi, he was never Yorid. According to Rashi, he was simply temporarily suspended. According to Tosis, we have a Psak of Yerida. And over here, this is just Yorad Memela. Yeah?
I don't think this works in the Rashi of Tosos, but you say that the reason why the Kohen is the Yitra Chazaka is because the Chazaka is not really contradicting the Chazaka, the Chazaka is on the father.
Very, very good. It's a very good point. We'll get to that when we get to the bottom Tosfos. You're 100% correct that L'chora, we are making a sort of a mush over here of the father and the son, but in the Tosfos, your maskil Anan, we'll deal with that. Okay? Okay, so the era, we understand this Gemara in four different ways. Rashba, Rashi, Inami of Tosos, and the beginning of the second Tosos, which is the end of the first Tosos. These two, the Chora, go together. Okay. So now, at this point, the Gemara then continues. Then we have Beis Adin, who are Posel, the son, then Grusha ben Karut, and then Palutza. And at that point, Bezdin takes this Kohen down. And then we have Eid Echad, who is Machshir. And here we have the issue between Rabban Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar. What does Beis Din do at this point? The bottom line is we have two Eidim who are Machshir. We have two Eidim who are Posel. Currently the Kohen is down. Is there an issue of bringing the Kohen back in based on the fact that we have a Zilusa de Bedina? This is the machlokas between them. Do we say we bring the Kohen back in, or do we say that we leave the Kohen down because of Zilusa de Bedina? The problem here is, let's assume there's no issue with Zilusa de Bedina. There's no issue with Zilusa de Bedina. Like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We're not koshesh for Zilusa de Bedina. What does he say we do to the Kohen over here? We bring him back into the Kohuna. What problem do we have? It's Trey Utrey. The bottom line over here, we have Trey Utrey. We have over here two Eidim who are Machshir, two Eidim who are Aposel. Why, if we have a Kohen with a situation of Trey Utrey, do we bring him back into the Kohuna? So that's what That's what Rashi and the Rashbam over here points out, and Rashi as well. Va'anan maskinan lei, about the 10th, 12th line of the 5th lines of Rashi. Ve'ikashia trei utrei ninhu, va'amai maskinan lei, ho'have safek. Toritz uki trei lahade trei, v'ukma achazkake kamaisa. What is the chazaka kamaisa that we are putting him back on? Which chazaka kamaisa? What chazaka kamaisa? What would you have said without continuing in Rashi? The cheskas kuna of the father. That's not what Rashi says, though. The Rashbam over here and Rashi. V'uk mi chazaka kamaisa the askihu al pi eid rishon shahaya ne'eman the ho'akati ein orin. The kol lav orinhu.
This Eid Echad created a chazaka for the Kohen. Before these two Eidim came, this Kohen had a chazaka based on this Eid Echad. And this is the chazaka that we're going to use against the Treyu Trey. That's what Rashi says. This is, again, in terms of what Knecht pointed out, this is the issue of the father and the son. Rashi and the Rashbam do not go back to the chazaka of the father. They deal over here with the chazaka of the ben. We have over here a kol against the eid. This is Rashi Rishitasa. The kol was dissipated by the eid. The kol is a safek. It's only raglayim ladavar. The eid is vada'us. This kol was only a chumra, according to Rashi. It was a mala b'kahuna that we viewed the kol as an issue in the first place. It's nothing meaningful. We have over here a chazaka of the kohen from the time of the first aid. That was knocked off by the two aidim. It's reinstated by the second aid. We have trey utrey and a chazaka. Yes.
Sorry. Oh,
it appears from Rashi that the chazaka of the father is meaningless. If we look over here in Tosfos. Tosfos learns just the. Tosfos is cholik on Rashi. Tosfos over here is cholik on Rashi. Where if you go into Tosfos about 10 lines down, towards the end of the line, va'od dehacha af agav dal haben miidim leposlo, the treyu trey is on the son, mahanya lecheskas ha'av lahachshiro. I mean, we have over here a machlokas, we're going to see, we'll go through the Tosfos and see what he brings in, but we have over here a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether the chazaka of the av can help the son or cannot help the son. Tosfos assumes the chazaka of the av helps the son, and Rashi says nothing doing. What would be pushing Rashi not to run like Tosfos? I mean, l'chora, the chazaka the Gemara speaks about, black and white, is the chazaka of the father. What would be pushing Rashi not to run like Tosfos?
He said the kol is the chazaka.
But that Rashi holds that this kol is sama mala b'kahuna. The kol doesn't ruin anything, yes?
In order to have a chazaka, there has to be a certain point where I knew for sure this was the status.
And?
From the moment he was born, it was specific. We were so mechan the chazaka that we're going to keep the mother and the father kasher because they have a chazaka. But if you say that chazaka is just a way for us to be knowing and this stuff, it still exists a little bit.
Let's sharpen the issue a little bit. When Tosfos says that the chazaka of the father is helping the son, what chazaka of the father? The fact that the father was born a kohen? Would that help the son? Well, what over here is the error on the son? That he's not a kohen? That he's a chalal. Namely, in other words, the father is a kohen by birth. The son is a kohen by birth. But the tain on him is that he's a kohen pasul, because the father went ahead and married a grusha or a chalutza, and he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So when we speak of the fact that the chazaka of the father, according to Tosfos, will help the son. What chazaka of the father? Not the genetic chazaka of the father.
The cheskas kasher.
This is the way the Ritva says, black and white over here. That's what Tosfos means. That the cheskas kasher of the father, that he wouldn't have married a ben grusha ben chalutza, is going to help the son. Yes?
I understand what we're saying, but Tosfos says, the muchzak lan da avid kohen.
Yes?
The only chazaka he's interested in is the fact that his father is a kohen. He doesn't even mention.
You're correct. I'm not quoting it from Tosfos. I'm quoting it from the Ritva. But I, in other words,
it would be, you know, like what how would the chazak, how would the fact that the father had the Kohen genes help the son? But what chazak are you inheriting? I mean, Sokol Sof, the error on the son is not an error on the father. The error on the son is that he's a ben grusha u ben chalutza. Had someone said that the son is a Levi, we know the son's father. This is not his father. Someone else's father. Then you know, words that then you could say, well, you know, it's rov bilo seitzel habal v'chule, and then the chazak of the father. That's not the era over here. The era over here is ben grusha ben chalutza. I don't know if it's possible to understand Tosas other than assuming that we have over here a cheskas kashrus of the father. And Tosa says the cheskas kashrus of the father should help the son. Rashi shied away from that very, very clearly. Namely, that was an option for him. That's the way all the other Rishonim learned, aside from Rashi and the Rashbam, that we're talking over here about the chazaka of the father. And Rashi says, no, it's a chazaka which is created by the first aid. L'chora, it would appear that this would go back to an issue that we discussed earlier in terms of the nature of chazaka, that there's a classic chakira in the Rishonim and the Achronim in terms of the nature of chazaka. What are two ways of understanding the world of chazaka? If we say chazaka ein adam poreya toch zmano, chazaka ein adam meis poner v'fnei ba'al chovo. We have a cheskas marikama. What over here are the two possibilities of understanding how we're somech on a chazaka? Right. It's either that it's a birur, namely that al pidin, the Torah is telling us this is viewed as reality. We are viewing this as reality. We have over here a birur of edus, we have a birur of chazaka, we have a birur of rov, we have all sorts of birurim on which we're somech as reality. When we have a suffix, so then we view the chazaka as a reality, or no. Chazaka doesn't change the reality. The reality is we have a suffix. What the chazaka does is it tells us how to behave in the situation of a suffix. The Torah tells us when we have a suffix, we're going to behave in a certain manner. We're going to go back to a previous status quo. We're going to put this person as though he was part of the rov. We're going to make this person, we're going to view this person as though he is part of the norm, as opposed to being the exception. That's the way we're going to behave. Those are the rules of Beis Din. You can call that, if you want to, a hachra. You can call that a hitnahagut. You can call that, I would rather call it a hitnahagut. It's a way of behavior. If we view chazaka, let me give you an example of where it would be more likely to understand one way than the other. We have in the Gemara Gittin a Mishnah on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Hamevi get v'hinicho zokein ochola nosein la becheskas shehukayim." We have a shliach bringing a get from an 80-year-old fellow to his wife, and it takes him a year to get from where he had been to the wife. He gives the get, and this woman is considered to be a grusha. Maybe the husband already died, and she's an almana. So we say, no. He gives it b'cheskas shehukayim. The Gemara says, maybe it's only if he wasn't that old. Maybe it's only he wasn't 80, maybe he was 70, etc. So Gemara says, no, nothing doing. The Amar Esvei Abaya, maybe get v'nicho zaken, afilu me'ashana, nosin labacheskas shehukayam. This is the nature of a chazaka. Namely, that even if we're dealing with a chazaka, which is also lehishtanos, every person dies. At some point, this chazaka is going to change. Or if we have a woman who had a cheskas tahara, but she's going to become a nida. Every woman becomes a nida. B'chol zot, chazal tell us, we can be samach on a chazaka, even if efshar lehishtanos. This is not so pashut. It's not so posh. It's really, this is the Gemara over here, correct. But it's a machokas Rishonim. The one who discusses it in the Achron is the Shev Shmaisasa. If you want to read through it, it's in Shmaisasa Gimel, Prakim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. He has a whole deon in terms of Chazokosh, Efshah, Shasi Lushtanos. If you hold that a chazaka is a birur, it's very, very hard to apply a birur to that which we know is going to be changing. To say, we know this is the vadaus. If, however, we say, we have no idea what the vadaus is, but this is the way we're going to behave. This is the way the Beis Din behaves. This is the rule of thumb of a Beis Din. It's much easier to deal with such a situation. Or I'll give you another case. We have a situation where a husband sends a get to his wife and says, Hareze gitech, shoa achas kodim misaso. Hareze gitech, shoa achas kodim misaso. He's in America. His wife is in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Hareze gitech, shoa achas kodim misaso. So the Braisa Paskins, Asura le'achol betruma miyad. She has to worry that every moment is an hour before his death. So Gemara says, "What's that's a stira." We said before that when he sends a get to his wife, we're assuming he's alive. And here, when he sends the get and he says it should be chal shachas hem misaso, we assume maybe he's going to die. So Rabba says, "Shema meislo chashinon, shema yomos chashinon." Shema meislo chashinon. That the shliach can give the get of this 100-year-old person 3 years after he got the get because shema meislo chashinon. Shema Yomos, this 35-year-old husband who's in the prime of his life, we're afraid that maybe he's dying any moment, and so his wife can't eat truma. If we have a birur that a chazaka that was remains, this statement is not understood at all. But if it's a hitnagus, so the hitnagut can be that Shema Meis lo chashinon, Shema Yomos chashinon, namely on the level of the hitnagut of how Bezin is going to behave. So they can be machmir in both directions, or they can be mekel in both directions, or in other words, they can view it, they can pull the string or burn the candle from both ends. Shema meis lo chashinon, shema yomos chashinon.
He's testifying his mother. He's making his mother.
Right.
He's making his mother. Once someone talks about his mother, that somehow is a different story.
Fine, that's if they're on the world of hitnagut, of hachra. If it's a world of birur, my nafkamina, what he said, either he's alive or he's not alive. Why do we say that his 100-year-old brother is still alive and this 35-year-old, maybe he died? In other words, if we have a vados, we have a vados. But if it's nagus, it makes more sense. Rashi, now again, we over here have the question, can we apply the chazaka of a father to the son? The father has a cheskas kashrus. The father has a cheskas kashrus. Can we apply this cheskas kashrus to the son? In a minute I'll explain to you why I think Tosfos also is working cheskas kashrus. Can we apply the cheskas kashrus to the son? What do you say? If chazaka is a birur, should it be applied to the son? If chazaka is a hachra, should it be applied to the son? No, what api svara? Svara yishara. If chazaka is a birur, namely that the father vadai never would have married a grusha because he has a cheskas kashrus, then what? It should apply to the son. Namely, my nafkamina, that happens to be the father's chazaka. If it's a birur, then it's a statement of reality. Statement of reality, l'chorosh have ramifications for the son as well. That's the birur. But if it's a hachra, yitzachin, that the hachra is only for the person on whom we have the suffix. We're not going to be machriya someone else's status based on a hachra of party A to party B. Namely, that if we're dealing with the tzura of hisnagus of Beis Din, then we can distinguish between parties. If we're dealing with a birur, that's a fact. The fact has implications, has applications that go beyond the individual. So it could be over here, machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos is a machlokas in terms of how do we view the nature of a chazaka. Is a chazaka a birur? Is a chazaka a hisnagus? Tosfos is assuming the cheskas kashrus of the father can apply to the son. Masha'en kein, Rashi says, no, the cheskas kashrus of the father can't apply to the son. However, okay, Tosfos himself has an issue, and with this issue we'll end off, that we have a sugya in Kedushin where we see that the cheskas kashrus of the mother doesn't apply to the son. That's why, and Tosfos asks, why in Kedushin does the cheskas kashrus of Yanai's mother not help Yanai, while in the world of Kohanim, the cheskas kashrus of the father is going to help the father? What's the sugya over there by Yanai HaMelech? So you looked up, I'm assuming, you saw it, no? You saw the Tosfos? So you saw that the Gemara over there tells of Yanai was in a wonderful mood, he had just won a battle, he wanted to have a feast, someone whispered in his ear that the Prushim are against him, he decided to test them, and basically by taking upon himself kahuna, We're assuming over here that Yanai's father was a Kohen, and Yanai wanted to be a Kohen as well. If his father was a Kohen, he wanted to be a Kohen. But the problem was that there was a there was a chash that Yanai's mother had been taken captive, and if his mother had been a shvuya, then she's asura to her husband, because we assume the shvuya was ne'ensa, and then she al pidin would have the status of a zonah, and then Yanai would have the status of a chalal. So it says bikshu hadavar velo matzu, and the Gemara over there sets up the situation as that it was a situation of trei utre. It was a situation of trei utre. Even though bikshu adavar velo matzu, still Chazal viewed that Yanai was a kohen pasul. His mother has a cheskas kashrus. So the Tosa says we don't apply the chazaka of the mother to Yanai. Pirish bekuntrus the cheskas ha'em lo mahanya lahachshir es Yanai. Lefi she'ein ha'edim ba'im lifsol leta'im lekuhuna elo ha'ed al Yanai. So the question is, why over there are we not going to use the cheskas kashrus of the mother for the son, and over here we are going to use the cheskas kashrus of the father for the son? That's what Tosos is dealing with. Again, according to Rashi, we have a rule. We never apply the chazaka of a father for a son. But according to Tosos, in our sugi we do apply it. In the sugi over there, we don't apply it. Okay, so Tosos just gives a ma'arechet. Just summarize the ma'arechet for you, that we have a machlokes in the sugya Yivamos as to whether Shrei Utrei Speka Doraisa, or as to whether we say Shrei Utrei Speka Durabana. What kind of a strange machlokes is this? Trei utrei, that's a classic suffix. Why would anyone say trei utrei is a suffix drabana? Trei utrei is a suffix. It's a suffix. What would be doraisa? So the whole sugya of Yevamos is talking about a situation where we have a chazaka. We have trei utrei and we have a chazaka. And our question is, how do we view the chazaka in light of trei utrei? Trei utrei speka mi doraisa means that mi doraisa, when you have trei utrei, the chazaka is meaningless. Think to yourselves, if you were to have, in the world of boxing, you were to have two heavyweights who are in the ring, who are fighting one another. And then, for one of these heavyweights, we're going to bring in a lightweight to be on his side. So we're going to throw the lightweight out of the ring, right? You can't bring a lightweight into a ring where you have a machlokas between heavyweights. Trei utrei, that's heavyweights. Al pishnayim edim yokum davar. We're dealing over here with a clash of realities. We have two edim on whom should be yokum davar. We call it on two edim on whom should be yokum davar. This is a real suffix. This is a suffix de oraisa. We have a chazaka. Klape trei utrei, the chazaka is meaningless. If we would have had a different issue, a kol and an ed echad, then we go back to chazakos. But in the world of trei utrei, that's a sveka d'oraisa. The chazaka is meaningless. That's the mandomar trei utrei sveka d'oraisa. But there's also a mandomar trei utrei sveka d'rabana, which means that on the level of d'oraisa, when you have trei utrei, we say mi d'oraisa, you go after the chazaka. So of course, so we have a suffix. So Chazal have the right to use the chazaka mi d'oraisa. Mida Reisa Chazal are going to be Samachana Chazaka, not only in a case of Kol, not in a case of Eid Echad, but also Trei Utrei. However, Mida Rabbanon, we say that we leave out the Chazaka. Mida Rabbanon, we knock out the Chazaka, not Mida Reisa. That's the Machlokas. Trei Utrei Sveika Mida Reisa means we knock out the Chazaka on a Dereisa plane. Trei Utrei Sveika Drabbanon means we knock out the Chazaka on a Drabbanon plane. Mainaf Gamina, the Chazaka is knocked out? No. Nafkamina is, when you're dealing with the Doraisa, the Trei Utrei Sveika Doraisa, there are no exceptions to the rule. It's across the board. It's irrelevant what realm we're talking about. It's irrelevant what psul we're talking about. There's no chazaka. Midoraisa is no chazaka. When we're dealing with midoraisa, the chazaka is here. Midrabanan, we knock it out. Ah, here we can distinguish. Here we can distinguish between different situations. When we're dealing with the mother of Yanai HaMelech, when we're dealing on a level of Isurim the Oraisa, of, you know, or it's in terms of whether Yanai is a Kohen or is not a Kohen. So we say that Drabir Rabbana knocked out the Chazaka, and they're not Somech on the Chazaka, Treyu Trey, Sveika Drabbana. Here, in our Sugya, Tosas Oren, Setsutun Ukimta, we're dealing with Truma Drabbana. Truma Drabbana, that will be Somech on the Chazaka of the father. It's that Treyu Trey, Sveika Drabbana, we can distinguish. Or, there we're dealing in the world of, when we're dealing in the world of Arayos, in terms of Shvuya. And here we're dealing in the realm of Truma. In other words, you can distinguish between realms. It could be, that's what the Ritva does, distinguish between cases. That's what Tosas does. The moment it's Drabbanan, so you can't ask the question, why over here we're Somech and Azach and over here we're not being Somech? The whole reason not to be Somech is Drabbanan. So Rabbanan, Heina Amru, Vehem Amru. Sometimes they were Somech, sometimes they weren't Somech. That's Tosas' direction. But again, with, in other words, the basic Machlokas, so this is, to understand Tosas, this is just the background of Tosas. But the basic machlokas over here between Rashi and the Rashban on one hand and Tosfos on the other hand as to whether the chazaka of a mother theoretically should be able to help the son under certain circumstances, that is a question, l'chora, the question in terms of the nature of chazaka. Is it a birur? Why not? If it's a chazaka, if it's a hisnagus, then yitzachain, that chazal would limit the application of the chazaka to the party who's in question, not to anyone else. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm sorry for going a bit over time. We left on the table the sugya of Eidus Mitzarefes, and I gave you the Rambams. And then we'll, Blineder, move into the next sugya. Again, you know, read the Gemara down to the two dots, and then we will, in other words, I think maybe we can. Complete the Gemara and see over here the Gemara, the Rashbam, Tosfos, and of course the Rambam and also the Ramban over here on the Sugya. I'll try and give you more Mefurat Mar Makomos over the next day or two. Okay. So just for those who came in a bit late, I mentioned that on Bet Shvat, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll have a written Chazara, wherever we're up to. And I just need from you feedback in terms of how long do you need. I'm assuming Chazara you'll begin even beforehand, but how long do you want me not to give Shir before the Bechina to help you with your Chazara?
We keep on improving the Rashbam together with Rashi.